since you're putting an architect there, you know that all these are the next.
And
it's a question of kinds of houses, not only every kind of design, the kind of house that, maybe it's a three-room house, a four-room house, and you can open the front door, you open all the doors, you can see straight through it. You know what I mean? It's a, the rooms are lined up behind each other, and you can just see, you can open every door in the house and see from one end to the other. Have you ever seen that kind of house?
No, I don't really think I have. Is it like a cracker box or?
Yeah, what would you mean by cracker box? Just a small house?
A very small, rectangular or square.
Have you heard anybody talk about a shotgun house?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to describe.
Yeah, a shotgun house. No, you can shoot right through. No, I've never heard of it.
Have you seen the kind of house, and I'm not sure if they have these, they have them a lot in Alabama, in the middle of Tennessee, kind of house that takes rooms, and one here, but the roof comes all the way across, and this is just an open hall, there's no wall here or anything, it's just completely open, and two big rooms on either side, ever seen that? And the roof just covers the open space.
Well, is it a breezeway? Is that what it's called?
It's a breezeway in the middle.
Well, I have seen houses that have breezeways, but I don't know that I think of any name that applies to those. Is there a name?
Have you ever heard them called dog trot houses?
No.
Double pin houses?
No.
These are really, the dog trot house, as I know it, is mostly a rural kind of house that you see in Alabama, maybe some in Middle Tennessee. But I doubt you would see.
Yeah, I really have. No, not many more those.
What about a house that maybe has a long entry hall and then a room, maybe a large single room that's set 90-degree angle. Ever seen a house like that?
You mean an L shape?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of it as, an L shape house.
Now, in the Knoxville area, can you think of, I'm not talking about homes that are designed, let's say, out in a working class neighborhood, any kinds of distinctive architecture, say, in the working class neighborhoods, any kinds of houses like, well, shotguns or anything like that?
No. In fact, it seems like every neighborhood has a real mixture of
styles,
you know, that I don't identify any neighborhood with any particular kind of houses. And particularly not with that kind of, not anything you can identify like that.
Have you ever seen, maybe if you saw in Philadelphia, we have a whole block of houses.
Oh yeah, we lived in a row house.
And, how large were row houses usually? Were they large homes or small homes?
Oh, the one we lived in was huge. It was really huge. It had at least three floors plus the basement.
It is a big home.
And some may have been bigger than that. some downtown had been turned into townhouses and been renovated. Were really large too, and they all had at least three floors above, ground level.
Mm-hmm. And what about, have you ever seen, maybe you saw this in Philadelphia too, an apartment that took the whole floor of a building? I mean, entire level of a building?
Not up in a penthouse sort of arrangement.
You've heard the term flat.
I have heard the term flat, but I'm not exactly clear what it means.
Me either. I've never seen one.
Yeah, I don't really know. But it's a familiar term.
What about a building with apartments in it? Say a 5 or 6 story building with apartments in it. One you would have to go inside to get to the entrance.